All right, welcome back. Hour two from Jim's Razorback Pizza, Hot Springs, Arkansas. And let me just tell you something. There are 8 chicken wings that are not going to grow up to be bigger chicken wings because they just got et. Pat, I'm disappointed. You didn't eat your celery. You need it. That's like 0 calories. Good for you. You're saving it for later? Oh, that's cool. He's having a wing appetizer with a celery main course. I mean, boy, yeah, that's really thinking outside the box, my friend.
I'm spreading it out throughout the day.
Maybe soon we'll see Kim Brooks, the baseball coach from La Mirada High School, rolling around up in here because he's not going to be the baseball coach at La Mirada for much longer, I guess.
Even though maybe they like that kind of stuff.
I guess they don't. Some Keith Lee Silver's coming live and feedback. Pat's got some Razorback notes he wants to share with you. We'll get to that. Kev says, I'm officially off the Bash Westbrook bandwagon. It's not really his fault as he's out of position. The simple truth is he's an undersized shooting guard and not a point guard. He's going to shoot it when he gets it. It's a lot, my friend, who always complained about his dog barking. Hello, he's a dog. That's kind of his thing. Oh, it's a lot like my friend who always complained about his dog barking. Hello, he's a dog. That's his thing. Yeah, if you're in the water and a shark's in the water and the shark eats you, says the guy who's about to go to the beach, I can't really get mad at the shark. That's what sharks do. They eat.
I know, but you're talking about a human being with reasoning skills versus an animal.
No, I'm not. You're talking about
a shark and a dog versus a Russell Westbrook.
I'm talking about Russell Westbrook. I'm not talking about a reasonable person.
Listen, he's a phenomenal, phenomenal athlete. And
yep.
He has aggressive mentality that you love. I mean, you love that if you're a coach. There are definitely things he can do. He can, yes, he can be a better defender. Yes, he can do things a lot smarter on the court.
Yeah.
And he's 6'3". So he had to come in and learn how to play the point. Because at 6 foot, a shooting guard at 6'3", even as explosive as he is going to have some other unique challenges. Now, it's at the point now where maybe this series, because he hasn't learned to play the point.
But, Pat, he has had moments where he has played a point more in a more traditional manner, but still utilizing his explosiveness.
And that's great. I think that would be great. There are times when it's just, you know, it's simple basketball. It's like, if you don't have it, and certainly when he gets a head of steam going and he goes to the basket, he's going to get a call most of the time, oh, he's going to finish. But if there's nothing there, there are times where you need to pull it out. There is never – and here's the difference with Oklahoma City Thunder. And you, this is something that's real easy to notice.
Mm-hmm.
Watch how Oklahoma – watch how Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant get their three-point shots. They get their three-point shots by pull-ups – or coming off a pick-and-roll pull-up on a fast break pull-up, or isolation, dribbling the ball. Guess how? Pull-up. Now look how San Antonio gets their threes.
Spot up.
Drive and kick. Swing the ball, rotate. So it's a different type of shot, and the percentages go down based on how you got to get those shots.
Right.
And so
that's
listen,
how you go 2 of 20, I guess, right?
Yeah, listen. Here's the deal. What's wrong with this? And Coach Richardson always used to try to get Kareem Reed to do this. What's wrong with you being the point guard? And maybe this goes to the coaching staff, too. Maybe they've got to be as hard-headed with Westbrook as he is and say, Russell, bring the ball up. Pass the ball to Cephalosha on the right wing, the left wing. Then now we don't have a point guard. We don't have a point guard, which is fine,
right.
But let's run the play. Run Russell Westbrook off 1-2 staggered screens where now he gets the ball faced up, triple threat position on the wing or the corner where now he can attack his guy going to the basket, pull up, or come off a screen for a jump shot. They run some of those plays for Kevin Durant. My issue is they'll do that 2-3 times down the floor, then they'll revert back to lower percentage shots.
Yeah.
And it's just all about having the discipline. And I think the older you get, and I learned this from watching those Celtics teams, the older they got, and that's what frustrated me about Rajon Rondo.
The more Larry Bird laid on the floor.
No, and hit his head. No, the older they got, the more disciplined they were able to be throughout the game. They had fewer moments of insanity. They had fewer moments of lapses in their judgment.
Mm-hmm.
It was always like, okay, each possession is important. Especially in the playoffs against these teams, each possession, even defensive possessions, are important. We can't allow that. I mean, you're talking about any one of these four teams still left has been in a position to where you could – they've talked about them winning an NBA championship. Okay, we know the Spurs can, Heat, OKC and the Pacers outside chance. So you can't continue to make mistakes. They're going to take advantage of it. So what my hope is, Westbrook is what, 23, 24, 23 maybe?
At least 23. He's got to be older than that.
Durant is, these kids came out of college at 19, 20.
Yeah.
So your hope is by the time they get to that 27, 28, 29, LeBron's what, 30, 31? That maturity in that discipline of getting the most out of every possession.
LeBron is 30s already? Is that right? That doesn't seem right.
He came out in the 03 draft, I believe.
29. December he's 29.
30. So LeBron's in his prime.
Right.
And a basketball player typically mentally and physically hit their prime. Physically they're in their prime probably from, 18, 19, 20, and then, but about 27. 28 is usually mentally where they start to become at the height of the understanding the game and good decisions. So it should have happened for us a long time ago.
Well, theoretically,
it's
for sure.
It's different for radio guys.
No more basketball until Saturday. It will be the Eastern Conference Finals continuing tied at 1-1. It moves to Miami. And we are going to talk a little Razorback baseball and basketball notes here, too. And if you missed it earlier, JoJo Robinson, the wide receiver from Florida, off the hook, charges dropped against him. And when you read the story, you're like, I don't know how you're going to charge a kid on this. He can't make that charge stick. He basically was in a car hanging out with a bunch of knuckleheads, and it ended up coming back on him.
I hope he learned his lesson.
Well, it is, it's unfortunate, but as you get older, you realize you can only be associated with folks who ain't going to be getting you in trouble.
Hey,
you are guilty by association, unfortunately, sometimes.
Let me tell you, that's the first conversation.
See, like, you hang out with me, you're smart by association.
I don't know.
Maybe it's Matty T because of that. I don't know.
I hope, whether it's his father or an older brother, uncle, whoever it is, mother, somebody, if they hadn't told him already, they have to explain to him that he's not like any other kid. When he gets arrested, everybody in the country knows about it. His friends, nobody knows their name. He can't even be so. He's got
to
go.
What about when he goes to Cheers?
I went to Cheers. They wouldn't even let us in.
They didn't know your name?
We knocked. They said, get out of here, you bums!
Losers.
Yeah.
Razorback baseball yesterday, big win. Give me that beautiful song one more time, Matty T, and then I got to play. If you can play a couple highlights over it, it's always that much more fun. Big win yesterday for Chris Oliver, 6 1/3. I'm going to say 6.1. 6 1/3 yesterday, 4 hits, 1 run, no earned runs. Walked a couple of guys. And a very strong performance, and Jacob Stone came in and closed it out for the Hogs. So a good win, 2-1. They advanced to play LSU today. That game is at 4:30. You can hear it on our sister station, 106.7. Tomorrow's game, regardless of whether it is the loser game against the winner of Game 9 at 3 o'clock or at noon on Saturday, if Arkansas wins today, they don't play until Saturday, you will hear those games both on 106.7. And then if they make the championship game on Sunday at 3:30, that game will be on the buzz. So Arkansas, LSU today, and a team to beat tomorrow to be named later. We will, of course, Nomo tomorrow as we broadcast live from First Security Bank in the River Market, previewing Riverfest. Pat Bradley, you going to go see Salt and Peppa? Salt and Peppa's here.
I would love
to. They're in effect. Want you to push it.
But we have it's going to be the last couple games of the
what time is Salt
High
Peppa
School
playing?
Championships.
Maybe they're playing Sunday or Monday. I don't even know.
No, it's sad. I think they and CeeLo Green are either Friday and Saturday.
Oh, forget you.
But I'll be there for Hank Williams Jr.
Forget
and
you
Barrett
too.
Baber. And Blaine Howard, and Lucius Spiller, all on Sunday.
And you can see Blaine Howard here at Jim's Razorback Pizza this weekend as well as Saturday night. Razorback baseball against, Arkansas is ranked 20th now in one poll? How about that? True. Playing LSU today, and it is going to be Colin Poche going to the mound against Aaron Nola, who is just filthy good, unfortunately. So, good luck, Hawks. We'll see. All right, what do you got for me, big boy? We're going to listen to a couple highlights,
yeah,
too.
Here's
how it
all
went down.
Here.
I'm sorry, Matty T. Here's
strike.
How it all went down
here
yesterday.
Here comes, swinging a shot towards center on the moves. Bosfield, he's there to make the catch for the out. Egan will tag at third. Clark will score. The other runners stay put. And the Hogs are up 1-0. Doolin waits on Stone. The 0-1's on the way. Swinging a line drive to right. Spoon is there, and that's the ball game. He hit it on the button, but right at Tyler, and the Razorbacks have gone 2-0 in the tournament. They moved on to a winner's bracket matchup with LSU tomorrow. 2-1 the final.
Well, there you go. Woo-pig suey.
Woo-pig.
Pat's got a little basketball news that you might be interested in.
Well, I just saw this.